sense.
3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello and welcome to the special Easter podcast from St. Lawrence Primary School. We hope you enjoy what's on it and be sure to share with everyone that you know. Okay, to kick things off, we're going to start with an Easter haiku from Leia.
Easter bunny hides, Easter eggs are out of sight, kids look high and low.
That's lovely, thank you very much, Leia.
Now it's the Easter story from Maple Class.
Palm Sunday is when Jesus goes into Jerusalem on a donkey. Jesus got waved with palm leaves and the coats were laid down for him.
Maundy Thursday is the last feast in the Easter story. The word Maundy is a command given by Christ at the Last Supper.
Good Friday. In the last part of the Easter story, Jesus was put in a tomb by some kind ladies. 3 days later, a woman came to worship Jesus, but when she got there, in the grave was only white robes.
Holy Saturday is the day after Good Friday. Good Friday is often but wrong called Easter Friday. On Easter Sunday, Jesus rose from the dead. This is called resurrection.
So we've listened to the Christian origins of Easter, now we're going to look at the pagan origins of Easter.
The word Easter comes from the goddess of spring. It also comes from the English tradition. Another theory is that the English word comes from an old German word, East, which comes from an even older Latin word, for dawn. The word Easter has also been used as a totally circular verb meaning to turn or move the East. Also, a long time ago, they used to call it Eostre. Then, they turned the word into Easter.
Easter eggs. Rabbits and hares are associated with life and were symbols linked to the goddess Eostre. Easter eggs symbolise new life and rebirth, the arrival of spring.
The Easter bunny first arrived in America in the 1700s. The Easter Bunny lives in a burrow. The exact location is a mystery.
Christians believe that giving eggs at Easter celebrate new life. The hollow Easter egg represents empty tomb. The ruby-coloured egg represents Jesus' blood.
So we've looked at the origins of Easter, now we're going to look at why the date for Easter changes every year.
The date for Easter is set by the first full moon after Passover.
Isn't it just excellent how Easter changes every year?
There's no time for yokes.
You really don't crack me up.
So extreme.
No need to exaggerate.
Well, your yokes are only acceptable.
Okay, so now we have a very special interview with a member of staff who's leaving us shortly. So it's a final memories of Karen Brain.
Who was your first friend at this school?
My first friend was called Susan Alderwick. She's recently moved to Liverpool, but she was my first friend in this school and still is my friend.
What inspired you to be a TA at this school?
Well, first of all, when I came to this school, I worked in the kitchen and I decided, looking at the children in the school, that I wanted to help them even more with their reading. So I became a reader and then I did my qualifications and became a TA. So that's how I became a TA. I just wanted to help children.
What teacher was your favourite when you were at this school?
My favourite teacher was Mrs. Shaw. Mrs. Shaw helped here for a long time after when I started working here. She used to come and listen to readers and she was a very, very kind teacher.
What has changed in this school since you were a pupil?
When I came here, and I remember the computer suite, there was a pond where the computer suite was, which is now the library. So when we sit in the library, always think that you're sat where the pond used to be when I was here. The classrooms used to be more open and now they have walls and obviously the teachers. But we've got very special teachers now, haven't we? So we're very lucky.
What do you like about this school now?
I like all the members of staff that I work with. They're amazing. And I've loved, and I still love, all the children in the school. They are fantastic and they are very, very kind and thoughtful.
Okay, and now it's time for our second Easter haiku from Leia.
Long miles away, the Easter Bunny hides deep in his small burrow.
So after that lovely haiku, we are now going to interview some of the staff of St. Lawrence to see what they love about Easter.
What is your favourite Easter moment?
What I enjoy doing most at Easter is setting an Easter egg hunt for my three children all around the house and in the garden, and taking great delight in setting puzzling clues for them.
Do you think Easter should be called Easter or Eostra?
There might be some good reasons for changing the name, but I wouldn't be able to spell that other version, so keep it as it is, please.
Do you want Easter to last longer?
No, I think it's just the right length. 2 weeks holiday is great, and the long Easter weekend's lovely.
How many Easter eggs do you think you could fit in your mouth?
Well, Mr. Castry has been experimenting with cream eggs, I can tell you. He does eat them whole, and he thinks he could get two in one go. We don't think it's very advisable. I'm not even going to try putting one whole egg in. So Mr. Castry could be a good person to interview, providing he hasn't joked on Cadbury's cream eggs.
Thank you.
Do you like Easter eggs?
I love Easter eggs. More chocolate the better, that's what I say.
Do you believe in the Easter Bunny?
You know, I do. I do like the Easter Bunny, and I think any rabbit which drops off chocolate eggs every year is a good person to have as a friend.
How many Easter eggs do you usually have?
It depends. Sometimes I get one, but sometimes if I'm very lucky, I might get at least five.
How many people do you have over at Easter?
I usually have my family, and my family-in-law come over at Easter.
What's your favourite Easter subject in school?
My favourite Easter subject is actually I like learning about the Easter story and finding out about why we celebrate Easter.
What are you going to do next year at Easter time?
Ooh, well, Easter time usually has lots of spring flowers, so I like going to walk in Rectory Woods to see the bluebells. I think I'll be doing that probably this year and next year as well, see the different flowers and the lambs in the fields.
Does Easter sound fun to you?
It does. I have to say I quite like getting Easter eggs and eating them. I know that's not the real reason why we celebrate Easter, but Easter eggs are really nice to eat. And I like being in the sunshine.
What type of Easter egg is the best to you, Mrs. Bentley?
Wow. Well, it's got to have a lot of chocolate. And I am a big fan of caramel. Maybe a lot of chocolate and caramel, so some kind of caramel Easter egg I'm going for.
Why do you like Easter?
The best thing about working in a school is you get to see all the preparations the children do for Easter. So it's everything from going to the church to having colouring competitions to egg hunts. And I think it's really lovely to see how happy the children are at Easter time.
What do you do to celebrate Easter?
Well, I have lots of children myself, so I have to buy lots of Easter eggs. And it's really lovely just to watch the children in school and to see what they're doing and to go to the church if I get the chance, or to see the assemblies about Easter time. And it's really nice. I always think everybody's very nice to each other at Easter time. People are always much kinder at Easter.
During this time, it is important to remember those that cannot afford Easter eggs this year.
It is important to share what we have and be kind to one another.
Let us remember the saying, share, care, be fair. Happy Easter, everyone.
Okay, and our final treat before we have a song to sing us out is a riddle from Joel.
It can look like a T,
It can look like an X. They can be found around people's necks.
Puzzling. That's one to think about over the Easter holidays.
Sing out an Easter song. Tell everyone that the Lord has risen. Sing out a joyful song. Tell everybody that he's alive. Jesus Christ, Son of God, gave his life upon a cross. But the power of death was not enough to hold him down. Sing out an Easter song. Tell everyone that the Lord has risen. Sing out a joyful song. Tell everybody that he's alive. Taken down from public view, he was placed inside a tomb. But the power of love broke through and raised him back to life. Sing out an Easter song. Tell everyone that the Lord has risen. Sing out a joyful song. Tell everybody that he's alive. He returned to see his friend. Showed himself alive again. What a day it must have been to have him back again. Sing out an Easter song. Tell everyone that the Lord has risen. Sing out a joyful song. Tell everybody that he's alive.
So that's it. Thank you for listening to our Easter podcast. I hope you have a lovely Easter and hopefully you don't eat too many Easter eggs. So from everyone at St. Lawrence, goodbye. Oh, shit.